好，弟兄姐妹平安，也祝福所有的母亲们啊，母亲节快乐啊！这是一个非常非常可爱又荣耀的日子啊！谢谢母亲们啊，为儿女的付出。
Happy Mother's Day. It's a special day, so let this glory to for God and all the mothers.
啊，谢谢这个 Frank 弟兄，我们今天第一次配合，感谢主。OK， 我们来祷告。好，天父，我们来到面前，我们就把这段时间恭敬交托，求主与我们同在。主要不是人能够说什么，来愿圣灵亲自对我们说话，主让我们从你的话语当中能够领受真道，一生跟随你。不管是妈妈，是孩子，是父亲，主啊，我们都能够行在主的道中，一生荣耀你的名。感谢你听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。这个在19世纪啊，美国玛丽兰州有一个人，他的名字叫做 Frederick Douglass。
In the 19th century, there was a man from Maryland named Frederick Douglass.
他一生下来就注定是一个奴隶。
He was born into slavery.
那后来他长大以后逃走，就在美国社会成为一个非常有力的，就是主张废除奴隶制度的一个人。
But later escaped and became a powerful voice in America advocating for abolition of slavery.
那在1845年啊，他写了一本书叫做 Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass.
In 1845, he wrote a book called Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass.
啊，这本书呢在 Amazon 买得到的。
It's available on Amazon.
那他在这本书里面呢，除了描述自己的奴隶生活之外，他还特别写了一段啊，这个就是他生下来就被迫离开妈妈的一个经历。
In it, he described his experience as a slave, including a touching passage about being separated from his mother at birth.
那就是因为他妈妈是一个奴隶。
Because she was also a slave.
那么这个在当时的玛丽兰州是一个非常普遍的现象。
In Maryland at the time, this was very common.
那他妈妈呢，他这个母亲就是被人雇佣，他的工作啊，那个工作地点离开自己的孩子 Frederick 差不多有12英里远。
His mother worked 12 miles away from where he lived.
那么他在他主人的这个烟草田里面啊，每天从日出到日落，在大太阳底下工作的非常非常的辛苦。
She worked toiling from sunrise to sunset in her master's tobacco fields.
然而呢，这位母亲每天工作完毕哈，虽然身体非常非常的疲累，但是她在夜晚经常走12英里的路会去看自己的孩子。
Yet despite her exhaustion, she often walked the 12 miles at night to see her child.
然后就是抱着她的孩子，哄她，安慰她，因为会哭嘛，所以让她就是安静的可以让她睡觉。
Holding him, comforting him, lulling him to sleep.
然后呢，她就躺在自己的孩子身边，非常短的时间，她就要起来，然后再走12英里的路回去他的工作的地方。
Lying next to him briefly and walking another 12 miles back to work before dawn.
如果天亮了，他还没有回去被他主人发现的话，他就会被鞭打，很厉害的被鞭打。
If she didn't return on time, her master would whip her.
所以呢，这个 Frederick 他的母亲呢，长期舍弃自己睡眠的时间，也常常冒着危险可能会被他的主人来鞭打，但是没有任何的事情能够叫他跟自己的孩子分开。
Frederick Douglass' mother sacrificed her sleep and risked beatings, but nothing could separate her from her child.
我想这种事情有做父亲会做的恐怕是少之又少，我自己是做父亲的，我可以说这个话。
Few fathers would go to such length.
那母爱是伟大的，父亲也很爱儿女，但是可能没有母亲付出的多。
A mother's love is great. Fathers love their children too, but often not with the same level of sacrifice.
那么母爱，我们常常说其实显出了上帝的这个爱的特质。
A mother's love often reflects the qualities of God's love.
那感谢神呢，在我们生命当中神都赐给我们一位爱我们的伟大的母亲。
Thank God for giving us wonderful mothers who have made such a countless sacrifices.
那他为我们儿女所做的这个牺牲奉献，我们真的要感谢。
We should be grateful.
那今天我们来庆祝母亲节。
As we celebrate Mother's Day.
那让我们用撒母耳的母亲哈拿来做例子，彼此鼓励。
Let us encourage one another by looking at the example of Samuel's mother, Hannah.
其实不只是做母亲的，包括做父亲的，还有未来的父亲母亲，所有的孩子们，我们都一起要来学习为神建立一个合神心意的家庭。
And this message is not just for mothers, but also for fathers, future parents, and children. We all need to learn how to build a godly family.
好，让我们的家庭能够来荣耀主的名。
Allow us families to glorify God.
那从哈拿的身上，我们看见一个敬虔母亲的特质。
From Hannah, we see three qualities of a godly mother.
有三个方面呢。她是一位祷告的母亲，她奉献儿女让主用，她以敬虔来教导儿女。
The three qualities are.She is a mother who prays. She gives her children to the Lord. Give a child to the Lord. She teaches them with godly ways.
好，我们先来看第一个。她是位祷告的母亲。那撒母耳记上一开始，我们看见哈拿的丈夫以利加拿有两个妻子。
At the beginning of the first Samuel, we see that Hannah's husband, Elkanah, had two wives.
那他另外一个妻子叫做皮尼拿，有儿女，但是哈拿不生育，没有儿女。
The other wife, Peninnah, had children, but Hannah had none.
那当时的社会背景来讲，不能生育的这个妇女是非常羞耻的。
A great shame in that culture at that time.
所以呢，那个皮尼拿呢就经常跟他作对，来激动他，让他哭，使他哭泣。
Penina often provoked Hannah and made her cry.
那有一年，他们家到示罗去献祭。
One year, when the family went to Silo to offer sacrifice,
那哈拿就在神面前迫切的祷告，甚至哭泣，向神倾心吐意的祈求。而且他禁食不吃。
Hannah prayed fervently before God, pouring out her soul with tears and fasting.
他求神给他一个儿子，叫他可以得到安慰。
Asking God to give her a child.
那当时的祭司以利，以为他喝醉酒了才会这样子。
Eli the priest initially thought she was drunk.
那后来他知道他心里的需要，所以他也祝福哈拿平安的回去。
But after hearing her, he blessed her to go in peace.
那结果呢？他们家从示罗回去以后，后来经上说，就是这一节，撒母耳记上一章二十节，神就顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日子满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
After returning from Silo, God remembered Hannah.In 1 Samuel 1:20, it says, So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him.
那么既然孩子生下来了，那么哈拿就停止祷告了吗？
Yeah, Hannah stopped praying after Samuel was born.
那虽然经文没有讲，好，但是我相信她是继续不断的为撒母耳在那里祷告。
Scripture didn't say explicitly, but we believe she continued praying for him.
那后来当撒母耳这个断了奶，好，那个哈拿就把撒母耳送到以利那里去，啊，把他留在那里去侍奉神。
After weighing Samuel, she brought him to Eli to serve the Lord.
那么弟兄姐妹，撒母耳那个时候才几岁？
Brother and sister, think about it. How old was Samuel?
啊，现在的孩子可能呢，大概一岁多断奶吧，因为有婴儿食品。
Nowadays, the kids, the baby might be weighing after a year because we have baby food.
但是当时呢，一般的孩子可能要到三岁啊才能够断奶。
In those days, children were weighing around age of three.
那么一个做母亲的怎么能够放心一个三岁的孩子把他就这样交给别人呢？
How can you imagine a mother will leave her baby to another person after just 3 years?
那当时我们知道也没有什么电话联络，也没有手机吧，一年才见面一次。那这个母亲怎么能够有信心把 Summer 交给神呢？
And there was no phones at that time, only seeing him once a year. How can she have such a confidence by giving his son away?
所以她难道不是每天在那里昼夜的祷告为撒母耳祈求呢？
How could she do it without fervent continual prayer?
啊，在撒母耳记上的第二章里面有一段话说到，这个以利的两个儿子，啊，他们也是做祭司，可是他们呢是恶人，在很多事上得罪神。
In Samuel, First Samuel, chapter 2, we learn Eli's sons were priests who sinned against God.
那么撒母耳年纪这么小，他怎么能够不沾染污秽，不学坏呢？
At that time, at such a young age for Samuel, how did Samuel avoid becoming like them?
弟兄姐妹，我相信撒母耳就是继续不断的迫切在神的面前祷告，绝对是关键。
Brothers and sisters, I sincerely believe that Samuel was at a fervent prayer with God to build a relationship with God at that time.
Yeah, 就是哈拿呢，就是求神保护撒母耳。不让他受试探，而让他跌倒，叫他一直可以的敬畏神。这是哈拿的祈求。
Hannah's desperate prayers is asking God to protect her son, to help him with fear.
结果在那个时代，那个是一个黑暗的时代，神使用了撒母耳。
And God used Samuel during a dark period, in that history of time.
那不但如此，我个人也相信撒母耳自己跟神的关系很好，所以他自然也懂得祷告。
I believe Samuel also had a strong relationship with God, so naturally he also knew how to pray.
啊，其实小朋友的祷告其实很单纯很简单的，对不对？那上帝一定听的，虽然简单一定听的。
Even young children's simple prayers are heard by God.
所以我想我在这里也是劝勉我们的年轻人跟孩子们，啊，好好常常为自己祷告。
I encourage all our children and youth pray often for yourselves.
啊，就好像耶稣在主导文里面所提到的，啊，在这个耶稣跟我们说我们要向神求，啊，在马太福音这里，啊，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
As Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer, from Matthew 6:13, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
因为这个世代，啊，引诱试探真的很多，免得我们交上坏朋友，然后呢，走上 不讨神喜悦的道路上面。
This world is full of temptation. Pray that you do not make bad friends or walk a path that displeases God.
奇异恩典这首诗歌我们都非常的熟悉。
We all know the hymn Amazing Grace.
作者是约翰牛顿。
Written by John Newton.
他的母亲呢是一位很虔诚的基督徒。
His mother was a godly Christian.
他就希望自己的孩子将来能够受高等教育，而且成为一个传道人。
She wanted his child to have good education and become a priest.
所以呢，他从孩子出生，他就不断地为那个 John Newton 来祷告，并且来教育他。
So she had been praying for John Newton and educated him since the child was born.
但是很不幸呢，这个在约翰牛顿七岁的时候，他的母亲就因为肺病就过世了。
Unfortunately, she died when he was only 7.
那后来呢，他只读了两年书，就十岁开始，就跟他的父亲，过着航海的生活。
He only had 2 years of schooling and began a sailor's life at age 10.
那从此开始，他就是放荡过日子，后来又在非奴，这个非洲贩卖黑奴。过了一个很不道德的生活。
He later lived immorally and engaged in the slave trade.
那结果呢，在一个船难的当中，他终于醒悟过来。
But after surviving a shipwreck, he repented and turned to Christ.
然后他就悔改信耶稣，生命开始改变。
And his life changed.
那想到呢，就是他在小时候母亲给他的教导，他就真的开始努力上进，而且将自己献给神。
He remembered his mother's teaching and committed himself to God.
那后来他在39岁的时候，成为英国圣公会的一位牧师。
At age 39, he became an Anglican pastor.
他的母亲为他祷告，32年之后。上帝垂听。
His mother's prayer were answered 32 years later.
奇异恩典这首诗歌是约翰牛顿在1775年所写的。
The hymn Amazing Grace was written by John Newton in 1775.
已经250年了，神不断地使用这首诗歌，让很多成千上万的人来信福音。
It has been 250 years since God continued to use this hymn to have thousands of people to believe in the gospel.
那不管我们做父母或做孩子的，我们一定要相信祷告的能力。
Whether we are parents or children, we must believe in the power of prayer.
尤其呢，神真的就是要借着祷告来祝福我们的个人还有我们的家庭。
God wants to bless our lives and family through it.
我和师母我们有两个儿子 ，Christopher 跟 Austin。
My wife and I have two children, two sons, Christopher and Austin.
现在两个人都已经30多岁了。
Both now in their 30s.
看着他们的成长，我们心里是很喜悦的。
We are really happy for what they have brought up to be.
那曾经呢，有一次师母就问他们，你们在我们爸爸妈妈的身上。你们看见什么让你们觉得这个印象深刻的。
Once she asked them what left the deepest impression about their parents.
老大的就说妈妈做好吃的。
The elder one said, Mama cooks good food.
然后爸爸呢，爸爸祷告。
And dad prays.
我很感谢神，就是说可以留下一些榜样给孩子。
I'm thankful to leave a spiritual legacy.
那我相信对他们一生有益处。
It benefits them for life.
其实我很惊讶，不知道就是说为什么我的老大会这么说。
In fact, I was surprised that my eldest would say this.
后来才明白，原来孩子们的眼睛是雪亮的。
Later, I realized it turns out that children's eyes see clearly.
他们是上帝派来监督我们的。
They're sent by God to watch over us.
好，第二，我们看，好，这个他奉献儿女给主用。
The second quality, she gives her children to God.
那哈拿一开始他就知道，啊，儿女是神所赐的，因为生命在神的手里面。
Hannah knew from the start that children are a gift from God.
上帝可以使他生，也可以使他不生育。
He gives and withholds life.
那么，但是哈拿相信呢，如果神给他一个儿子，神一定对这个孩子有特别的心意。
She believes that if God gave her a son, He has a special purpose for him.
所以呢，他说我一定要把我这个孩子奉献给神，让神来用。
So she would give him back to the Lord.
所以呢，在这个撒母耳记上第一章的十一节这边讲，他说他向神说，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
And she said, First Samuel 1 verse 11, I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
那这就是让孩子就是离开世俗归于神，做拿细耳人来服侍神。
This meant he would be set apart as a Nazarite to serve God.
拿细耳人在旧约是一个特别的身份。
The Nazarite was a special identity.
那在民数记第六章啊，有一些的规定，做拿细耳人的规定。
And in Numbers chapter 6, there are specific regulations concerning taking a Nazarite vow.
那其中一个规定就是啊，不可以用剃头刀剃头。
One of the regulations was that no razor was to touch their head.
那实际上许愿做拿细耳人是可以按照个人意愿来选择的。
In fact, making a Nazarite vow was a personal choice.
那并不需要终身来这样子做。
Not necessary, a lifelong commitment.
那么撒母耳是母亲的，我们说命根子吧，对不对？但是哈拿愿意把撒母耳终身奉献给主，啊，实在是不容易。
Samuel was the apple of his mother's eyes. Yet Hannah was willing to dedicate him to the Lord for life. This was no easy task.
啊，弟兄姐妹，我们想一想，一个三岁大的孩子啊，有一天被父母带到一个陌生人以利的面前。
Brothers and sisters, think about it. A three-year-old child being taken by his parents to live with an old man named Eli.
那对撒母耳来讲，那根本就是完全陌生的一个环境嘛，对不对？
For Samuel, this was a completely unfamiliar environment.
那么做父母的，尤其是做母亲的，怎么能够忍心丢下孩子就走呢？
As a parent, especially as a mother, could she really bear to leave her child behind and walk away?
我想不晓得多少次，他们就是彼此流泪啊，挥手告别，然后呢，又舍不得，再跑回去，又再抱起来。
How many times did they tearfully wave goodbye, only to run back to hug again?
这个做母亲的真的能够舍得吗？
Could a mother really let go so easily?
啊，亲子的感情，弟兄姐妹，那么简单吗？就可以分吗？
The bond between parent and child is not so simple that a goodbye can settle.
然后就说一个再见，就了事了吗？何况撒母耳年纪这么小，对不对？我们说何苦，真的何必要这么做？
Especially when a child is so young, why endure this pain? Why?
那哈拿的动机是什么？
What was Hannah's motivation?
我想最重要的就是她愿意顺服神。
I believe the most important thing was her obedience.
首先呢，她照神的心意，将头生的孩子归给神。
First, she followed God's will by giving her firstborn to him.
因为在出埃及记十三章十二节有说到，那当以色列人出埃及的时候，神给他们这个命令。
As God had commanded the Israelite when He brought them out of Egypt.
那第二，其次，他相信呢，就是把自己的孩子放在上帝的手中，是上帝就能够负责到底。
Second, she trusted that when she placed her child into God's hand, God will take full responsibility.
而且他也相信，神若怜悯的话呢，神一定会使用这个孩子。
And if God had mercy, He would use this child for His purposes.
所以哈拿的信心真的是很大。
Hannah had great faith.
结果我们发现在撒母耳记上三章十九二十节那边说到，撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一切话都不落空。从别示巴到从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道神立撒母耳为先知。
And indeed later in 1 Samuel 3 verses 19 and 20 it says the Lord was with Samuel as he grew upAnd he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord.
那神使用撒母耳作为他的出口，让作为他的话语的出口，使那个时代有神的话语的指引。
God uses Samuel as a mouthpiece for his word, so that during that year,The people had guidance through divine revelation.
而且后来呢，神就借着撒母耳，对不对，引进了这个以色列人的这个君主的政体。
And eventually, God also used Samuel to transition Israel into a monarchy.
所以撒母耳其实也创造了以色列人的历史。
And Samuel shaped the course of Israel's history.
我在之前服侍的教会呢。每一次我们在举行这个洗礼的那一天，那个时候，我们也有所谓的献殷献儿礼。
At the church where I previously served, we held baby dedications during every baptism service.
因为我们不赞成婴儿洗，所以我们就用这个方法鼓励父母把孩子带到上帝的面前，让传道人为他们这些孩子按手祷告，祝福祷告。
Because we do not support infant baptism, we instead invite parents to bring their children before God so that pastors could lay hands and pray for them.
那当然呢，也就是盼望父母能够委身跟上帝立约，来用神的方法来教养自己的孩子。
Of course, we also hope that the parents would commit themselvesAnd make a covenant with God to raise their children according to His ways.
奉献儿女给传道人不是说要他们奉献给儿女做给神，不是说他们将来要做传道人。
Dedicating children to God doesn't mean they must become pastors.
而是让神呢来带领孩子一生的道路让他们可以荣耀神。
It means.Letting God lead them throughout their lives to bring Him glory.
因为我们做父母的是很有限。
As parents, we are limited.
既然神把孩子赐给我们，神一定就像哈拿那样子想的，他一定在这些孩子身上有计划。
Since God gave us these children, surely He also has a plan for them.
就让孩子。带着他们能够走出一片天。
And let God lead them into their future.
我相信这绝对比我们照着自己的期望来带领孩子要好得多。
That's far better than us guiding them based on our own expectation.
那当然呢，我们做父母就是持续的为他们祷告，这是我们的责任。
Naturally, it remains our responsibility to pray for them constantly.
那么对年轻人孩子们来说大家一生能够好好跟随神是很重要的。
For young people and children, it is very important to follow God well through your life.
那相信大家 都有自己将来的志愿。
I'm sure you each have your own dreams.
啊，可能有人想做医生、做工程师、做律师、做老师。
Some of you may want to become a doctor, engineer, lawyer, and teachers.
那我之前教会呢，有一个年轻小伙子，他想做电影制作人。
A young man in my previous church wanted to be a filmmaker.
而且还有一个小男孩，他说他的志愿要做 garbage collector.
Another little boy wanted to be a garbage collector.
其实都很好的，都为这个社会做出贡献。
All of these aspirations are great and can contribute to society.
好，在哥罗西书三章二三节，保罗有说，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的。不是给人做。
Paul said in Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters."
那如果是这样，我们将来无论做什么，啊，都可以荣耀神。
If you follow this principle, then no matter what we do in the future, we can glorify God.
那如果有心服侍神，啊，将来所要想做传道人，那是更好的。
If some of you feel called to serve the Lord and become pastor in the future, and that's even better.
啊，因为上帝的国度总是缺乏工人。
Because God's kingdom is always in need of workers.
那将会是一条更美的道路。
That would be the most beautiful path.
啊，我自己曾经做电脑工作啊，二十年。
I myself work.In computer technology for 20 years.
那后来神呼召我出来做传道人，已经二十多年。
And then God called me to become a pastor, which I have now done for more than 20 years.
那我觉得走服侍神的道路，啊，让我的心加倍的有喜悦，啊，又满足，这是真的。
I can testify that serving the Lord has brought my heart even greater joy and fulfillment. This is true.
那当然，很重要的就是神的呼召啊，不是我们自己的选择。
Of course, what's most important is God's calling, not our own desires.
啊，所以我们要学习等候神。
We must learn to wait for the Lord.
好，第三啊，就是他以敬虔教导儿女。
The third point is she teaches with godly ways.
那把孩子交给神啊，不是说我们做父母的就不要负起教导的责任。
Giving our children to God doesn't mean that we as parents are no longer responsible for teaching them.
其实更是在提醒我们啊，要以身作则，好好用上帝的话来教导他们。
On the contrary, it reminds us to lead by example and teach them according to God's will.
啊，箴言。我们刚刚有读过箴言二十二章第六节说啊，教导孩童使他们走当行的路，就是到老也不偏离。
Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
那哈拿乳养撒母耳啊，大概到三岁。
Hannah likely nursed Samuel until he was 3 years old.
那这三年，啊，哈拿没有跟她的丈夫以利加拿去示罗，啊，献年祭。
During those 3 years, she did not go with her husband, to Silo for the annual sacrifice.
那她为什么没有跟她丈夫去呢？去献祭呢
？Why？
是不是因为要照顾孩子啊，要喂奶，所以不方便？就没去呢
Was it inconvenient because she had to nurse the child?
我觉得不是。其实主要是因为她为了撒母耳要就是要教导撒母耳，因为她能够教导撒母耳的时间不多，很短，只有三年。
No, the main reason was that she wanted to teach Samuel. She didn't have much time, just 3 years.
所以她要专心
，so she had to be focused.
那么他怎么教
？How did she teach him?
啊，当然是用神的话嘛，对不对
？Certainly was God's word.
那同时他也要教导 Summer 怎么样向神祷告。
And also by teaching him how to pray to God.
所以我相信哈拿在那短短的那个几年时间里，他就是不断地告诉 Summer 有关上帝的事，有关神的话语，教导他怎么样听从神，怎么样来服侍神，顺服神。
I believe that during those brief years, Hannah repeatedly told Samuel about God, his word, and how to listen, to obey, and serve him.
那有一件事情我是觉得非常非常稀奇的。
Something truly amazed me.
因为圣经没有说这个撒母耳调皮捣蛋，对不对？他没有调皮捣蛋给以利添麻烦。
The Bible never records Samuel being naughty or causing trouble for Eli.
那么以利已经年纪老迈了，他也没有办法再好好的教一个三四岁的孩子，哎呀，跟着跑啊转啊，那骨头都要散了。
Eli was already old and incapable of properly caring for a 3 or 4 year old boy. Otherwise, his body would have collapsed.
啊，二章十一节。好，这里讲，以利加拿往拉玛回家去了，那孩子在祭司以利面前侍奉耶和华。
First Samuel, chapter 2:11 says, Elkanah went home to Ramah, but the boy ministered before the Lord until Eli the priest.
那以利加拿是撒母耳母亲。所以他和撒拿呢，把孩子交给这个以利以后，他们回家去了。
Elkanah is Samuel's father. He just dropped him off and went back home immediately.
那一个三四岁的孩子，一个三四岁的孩子，怎么懂得侍奉神
？How could a 3 or 4 year old know how to serve the Lord？
为什么会发生这样的事
？How could this happen？
二章二十六节说，孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人喜爱他的心啊，越发喜爱他。
First Samuel, chapter 2:26 says, "And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with other people."
啊，这节经文。跟这个路加福音二章五十二节很像。
This verse is very similar to Luke 2:52.
好，这里说耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man.
好，上个礼拜韩牧师就已经用这些经文告诉我们的孩子们。好，我也相信大家都记得。
And last week, Reverend Han also.quoted this verse to the kids. Hope you all remember.
所以撒母耳不简单呢，他小时候的生命跟耶稣一样。
Samuel was extraordinary, even as a child, and his life mirrored Jesus.
那有人说，三十看七十。也有人说三十看八十。你听过这个话吗？三十看七十。三十看八十，三岁看七十，
yeah.
三岁看八十， yeah. 对不起。
Some say by age 3 you can tell who they will be at 70, and others by 3 you can see 80.
那不管是七十八十，所以可见的就是孩子们的这个从小的这个教育。非常非常的重要。
Whether 70 or 80, this shows that early childhood education is crucial.
我不知道大家怎么想，你会觉得这个不可思议吗？一个三岁的孩子哪有可能？哪有可能？
Some might think, can a 3-year-old really be like this?
啊，弟兄姐妹，这是有可能的，这是有可能的。
Brothers and sisters, yes, it is possible.
我在台湾成长，这个在自己的教一直在一个浸信会的教会里面参与服事跟敬拜。
When I lived in Taiwan for many years, I attended the serve at a Baptist church.
那我们教会常常有美南浸信会的宣教士，啊，来到我们当中来一起来服事。
And missionaries from the Southern Baptist Convention would often come to serve with us.
那他们通常都是一家来的，啊，而且他们的孩子也都一起来，啊，都很小。
And they always came as a whole family, families, often with very young children.
因为这个语言的障碍嘛，对不对？他们听不懂，所以这些孩子呢，他们就不能上我们中文的儿童主日学。
Because of the language barrier, their kids couldn't attend our Chinese Sunday school.
所以这些孩子呢，就跟自己的父母，啊，坐在这个会堂里面参加主日崇拜。
So they would sit with their parents in the worship service.
而且非常非常稀奇，这些的孩子啊，就是坐得住。
Amazingly, these kids sat quietly.
就算是听不懂，他们也是不吵不闹的。
Though they didn't understand the language, they didn't fuss or misbehave.
啊，但是我们自己的孩子，我们教会啊，那个浸信会的孩子，啊，常常是坐立不安，在主日学里面呢，跑来跑去，吵吵闹闹。
But our own children at the Baptist church often couldn't sit still, running around and being noisy in the Sunday school.
都是，我就想，都是小小的年纪，为什么有这样的差别
？They were all small kids. Why such a big difference?
每一次我看到这个他们整个家庭坐在那边崇拜的时候，哇，包括孩子，我实在是非常的羡慕。
Every time we saw the missionary children, we were envious.
那我想呢，差别可能就是在家庭的这个宗教教育。
I believe the difference lay in family education.
啊，这些宣教士的家庭，他们的父母啊，对孩子从小真的啊就有美好的属灵教导。
Those missionaries' families gave their children strong spiritual teaching from a very young age.
所以教导我们的孩子啊是越早越好。
So the earlier we teach children, the better.
那也因此呢，我就是鼓励我们的孩子们啊，就是要顺从啊，这个父母的话、老师的话，还有上帝的话。
And here I want to remind all of our young children: always remember, listen to your parents, listen to your teachers, and listen to God.
啊，因为父母真的爱你们啊，老师也爱你们，上帝、主耶稣是更爱你们。
Because your parents love you, your teachers love you.And God loves you even more.
啊，有一位哈，这个当代的非常有名的基督教学者，叫做 John Piper.
There's a well-known Christian scholar named John Piper.
啊，他的儿子叫做 Abraham Piper.
His son Abraham Piper.
那 Abraham 在十九岁的时候啊，离开了家，也离开了他的信仰。在外面放荡。
His son Abraham Piper left home and his faith at the age of 19 and lived a reckless life.
所以他的父母亲啊，真的是心都碎了。
His parents were heartbroken.
他做了四年的浪子，后来回到主的面前悔改。
After 4 years as a prodigal, he returned to the Lord and.United with his family.
跟家父母团聚，那么后来呢，他就根据自己失败的经验，啊，就说了一些的建议，啊，给那些的父母，就是他们可能也有这样的孩子，就是说提出一些建议。
Later, he shared advice for parents of rebellious children based on his own failures.
那他的建议呢，里面有说一些哈，就是说。他说呢，这些孩子叛逆， 不是因为他们吸毒抽烟犯罪啊，讲粗话邋遢啊，搞什么性关系同性恋，不是这个问题。
He said the real issue wasn't the drug, smoking, crime, bad language, messiness, or even sexual sin.
他们真正的问题是因为他们没有办法真的看见耶稣在哪里。
The real problem was that these children could not clearly see Jesus.
好，他们希望能够看见耶稣来代替这个社会所强调的金钱和物质。
They need to see Jesus as the one who replaced money and material things.
啊，他们要看见呢，就是耶稣可以来代替他们父母亲对他们的高标准的要求。
They need to see Jesus instead of their parents' high expectations.
那他们也盼望他们做错了，啊，家人呢，有耶稣基督的恩典可以欢迎他们回家，去拥抱他们，陪伴他们一起面对问题，而不是一味的责备。
When they fail, they hope their family will welcome them with the grace of Jesus, hug them and walk with them through their struggles.
啊，教导我们孩子属灵的事情呢，啊，当然是教会的责任。
Teaching our children about spiritual matters, of course, the church's responsibility.
但是父母亲的责任，啊，可能是更大的。
But it is even more the responsibility of the parents.
啊，因为一个星期七天，他们都住在家里，不是住在教会。
After all, our children live with us 7 days a week, not in the church.
那父母亲的责任呢，不是说到了礼拜天啊，然后把孩子带到教会来，然后交给教会的传道人就完事儿。
Our responsibility is not just to bring our kids to church on Sunday and consider the job done.
好，然后呢，礼拜一到礼拜六，孩子们在家里面几乎听不到任何有关于属灵的事。
If from Monday to Saturday, our children hear nothing about spiritual things at home, and they will lack the foundation they will need.
那连这个刚刚所说的这个专家学者，他们都会疏忽，我们可能更会疏忽。
Even scholars and experts can miss this. We are even more likely to be weak.
啊，求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
那许许多多的研究发现呢，与父母亲关系好的孩子，啊，比较有信心。
Many studies show that children who have a good relationship with their parents tend to be more confident.
他们的分辨能力也强，啊，远离这个引诱试探的，引诱与试探这种挣扎也会比较小。
Better at discerning right and from wrong, less vulnerable to temptation.
啊，他们的人际关系也会比较好。而且一般的成就发现在比例上面也比较高。
Have stronger relationships and are more likely to succeed.
我们来看结论。在二章二十一节说，哈，耶和华眷顾哈拿，他就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿。
1 Samuel 2:21 records, The Lord was gracious to Hannah. She gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters.
所以呢，因着哈拿的敬虔，啊，上帝真的报答她，除去她不能生育的羞耻。
Because of her godliness, God rewarded her with and removed the shame of her infertility.
所以呢，我们可以看得出来，神的恩典真的叫他心满意足。
His grace brought her deep satisfaction.
啊，对于年轻人，啊，我也盼望大家能够记住保罗在以弗所书6:2-3的话：要孝敬父母，使你们得福，再次长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Children and young people, I hope you will remember what Paul says in Ephesians 6. Verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and mother. which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
好，神的话语是绝对不会落空的。
God's word never fails.
好，所以母亲节是一个感恩日子，我们真的要感谢我们深深母亲的养育之恩。
Mother's Day is a day of thanksgiving.
好，不管我们母亲今天健在还是已经过去，我们都要一辈子感谢。
We must give thanks for the nurturing love of our mothers, whether or not your mother is still here today, or and we should be grateful to her.
好，如果神给我们爱她的机会，我们就好好的爱她。
If God still gives us a chance to love her, let us love her well.
那做丈夫的呢，也要为我们自己孩子的妈，啊，多多感谢神。
And husbands, don't forget to thank God for the mother of your children too.
好，感谢，我们祷告。好，天父，我们啊，为哈拿的这个他的榜样，我们献上感谢。主，真是求你与我们同在，祝福我们在座的每一位，不管我们在家里面的身份啊是怎样，啊，无论是父母亲或者是孩子，主，让我们守住你的话语，一生遵行你的话语，能够来讨你的喜悦。求你复兴我们的家庭，更是来复兴我们的大家庭，你的教会。我们感谢你，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。